Over the past couple of weeks, there's been a news tsunami of complicated political news. So I thought I'd end today's programme in the peace and tranquility of a garden. As many of you will know, this weekend, the Hampton Court Flower Show is in full bloom. The organisers, the Royal Horticultural Society, call it a summer celebration. Earlier this week, I got to speak to one of the garden designers, John Warland. He's designed a garden for the Christian charity World Vision. He hopes it will encourage people to find out more about their work and perhaps even encourage them to sponsor a child. I began my interview with John by asking him if having a garden at Hampton Court was one of his career highlights.
To exhibit at Hampton Court, it's just a total joy, privilege and work in association with World Vision. Yeah, the total honour. And yeah, the sun is shining, the public are loving it, engaging, even the butterflies are entering the garden. And yeah, as I say, it is a true highlight.
John, I'm stuck right now in a very dark and dingy studio. So help me out here. Tell me what your garden looks like. Try and cheer me up.
You're looking at 5 ribbons of grass turf most people will be familiar with from their sort of back gardens. But these are almost zero gravity. They are floating up to 2 metres high and people can walk under them, through them, and kind of take that journey of child sponsorship through the ribbons of life. And they represent the ups and downs of life, of which we all sort of know and experience, and kind of reflecting World Vision sort of work again in that sort of sense.
Well, I was delighted on your behalf to hear that you'd won a gold medal. It's not your first gold medal. In fact, I believe you've won 5. Does each gold medal add something, though? Is each one better than the last?
It's the cherry on the cake, really. We all love it. The people it really sort of helps is, you know, it's World Vision. It's the people who spend hours sort of supporting. They give their time and materials free that we can come and create something on sort of behalf of the charity, really. And probably up to 100 people from structural engineers. And yeah, it's a huge thank you. But gardens like this are much more about the message and the importance of what World Vision do than the actual gold medal. But we'll certainly take it and enjoy it.
Well, what some of our listeners may not be aware of is that, as you've suggested there, a garden like this takes months to design and then to build. And I understand that this journey for you started in Bolivia. Is that right?
That's correct. I sort of sponsor a child through World Vision, Ronald down in Bolivia. I've been sponsoring him now for 5 years. So it's kind of a personal kind of homage. I've seen the work of World Vision in families, individuals and communities' lives. And to be able to create something so we can tell and share that sort of work with more of the great British public, that is what this garden is all about.
And you went to meet your sponsored child. I imagine some of our listeners will sponsor children from all around the world themselves. What was it like for you meeting this child?
It was incredibly humbling in a very remote Bolivian plateau, 2 days journey to actually get there, but to see the impact on the child's life and the families by doing very simple things, providing greenhouses so they can sort of nourish their own sort of simple salad crops and vegetables so they don't have to commute a day down to the market, helping with the water supply, improving the education. And by doing very simple things, you can see the direct benefits of sort of sponsoring a child on a sort of monthly basis. And that was the sort of best thing about it.
So you had all of this experience. You come back from Bolivia and then you start to design this garden. How can you put all of those experiences into a garden? How does that process work?
That's the tricky bit, really. But you're trying to subliminally almost dilute it down to a simple message that we in the United Kingdom can understand it. We've all had ups and downs and undulations in our life. The garden's also surrounded by an oxeye daisy meadow. Kind of that childlike, carefree days, and that is what it should be evocative in. So trying to sort of tap into things everybody knows and then relate it through to the work of the charity in over 100 countries worldwide. It's not easy, but hopefully we do a good job and the public just get a chance to walk through, chat, engage and discuss with World Vision exactly what they do, where they do it and how they do it.
Well, John, just finally, I'm sure some of our listeners would like to go and see your garden. And for those who haven't been to an RHS show before, can you just tell us a bit about what it's like? Because the atmosphere is electric, isn't it?
I think we get about 150,000 visitors into the showground. The show is open until Sunday. It's a wonderful show. It's the people's show. You can bring a picnic, have a glass of Pim, sit by the long water, see some beautiful gardens, do a little bit of shopping, maybe see Mary Berry and the Cook and Grow sort of theatre. It's a fantastic day out, big family day on Saturday coming up with all the entertainment. Very educational as well if you're bringing a family here. But yeah, come, enjoy, and celebrate for the horticulture and for the work of all the people here at the show.
Well, John Warland, thank you so much for joining us. I think I'm going to get the next taxi. I'm on my way. But for now, thank you so much for joining us here on TWR UK.
Thank you.
That was John Warland, a garden designer who's put together a garden for the Christian charity World Vision in this year's Hampton Court Flower Show. Perhaps you're heading to the show, or maybe you've been. If so, we'd love to see some of your photos. They'll certainly brighten up our news desk studio. You can email us them on studio@twr.org.uk. This podcast is a production of Transworld Radio UK. For more information, go to our website at twr.org.uk.